You're listening to SBS News.
Ever since 22-year-old Mahsa Amini died after being detained by morality police, there's been a wave of unrest across Iran. From a single rally in Sakiz, Ms. Amini's hometown in northern Iran, protests have now spread, taking place in at least 46 cities, towns and villages across the country. Her death has reignited anger over issues including restrictions on personal freedoms, the strict dress codes for women, and an economy reeling from sanctions. But the demonstrations are being met with a brutal crackdown by security forces. State television is suggesting at least 41 demonstrators and police have been killed since the protests began on the 17th of September, while official statements by authorities indicate at least 13 are dead. While running clashes between demonstrators and security forces have continued to erupt, in Tehran, a pro-government rally has also taken place. And its message is clear. Head of Tehran's Islamic Development Organization, Mohsen Mahmoudi.
If you don't stop your shameless crimes, you must wait for a decisive response and a heavy blow by brave revolutionary people who have shown patience so far and the mighty Islamic system.
Demonstrations have now spread globally. In neighbouring Iraq, dozens of Iraqi and Iranian Kurds have rallied outside the United Nations compound in the northern city of Erbil, carrying placards with Amini's photograph and chanting, "Death to the Dictator." Feminist groups in Chile have gathered under the slogan, "Woman, Life, Freedom." In France and in Greece, many are shaving their hair in protest, like this 33-year-old Tehranian refugee in Athens, Elifaz Lola.
I cut in my hair because many of my sister in Iran, they gonna die maybe tomorrow because of hijab, and I don't want it, and I hate it, and I don't want to follow this terrorist and dictator regime, and I'm here to support my people because they don't have voice, they don't have journalists to speak up about them.
There have also been violent street protests in the UK outside the Iranian embassy in London. Reinforcements were called in when protesters tried to break police lines and storm towards the embassy compound, leaving a number of police officers injured. Iranian activist and dissident Marcy Alanjad says the protests are a sign that pushback against compulsory hijab laws is gaining momentum. She says it's being driven by the pent-up fury of women.
Clearly, women are in front line, removing their hijab, burning the headscarf, some of them showing their anger by cutting their hair. It's showing their, like, the way of grieving, the way of protesting. Some men and women, shoulder to shoulder, they burn police cars. Why? Because for years and years, these police cars being the tool of oppressing.
The international community has called for calm and for the authorities in Iran to stop using force to stop the protesting. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell says Iran should immediately stop its violent crackdown and ensure internet access after restrictions were brought in to stop information being spread about demonstrations. He's also calling for precise details on the number of people who have been killed and arrested. But human rights lawyer Shadi Sadeh has told UK network Sky News that such condemnations are just empty words.
This is not the first time that the international community turns a blind eye to an atrocity in Iran. The most recent example is the protest in November 2019, and the government killed and severely injured thousands of protesters and bystanders and walked free. We are facing a similar situation at the moment.
Iran continues to push back against the international framing of the protests. President Ebrahim Raisi says Iran ensures freedom of expression and an investigation into Amini's death has been ordered. He's also told the United Nations Western nations had no right to condemn Iran's approach to law and order, given their own human rights record.
The Islamic Republic of Iran rejects some of the double standards of some governments vis-à-vis human rights and sees that as the most important factor which has rendered banal the topic of human rights in the eyes of many.
Iran's foreign ministry has summoned the ambassadors of Britain and Norway, saying it was in response to the so-called hostile character of London-based Persian language media. Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdollahian has also criticised US support for rioters, the label Tehran has used for many who have joined the demonstrations. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.